Thank you for your word, Lord. A word that was breathed by your Holy Spirit. And as again this morning, we just stand before this amazing invitation that you bring to each one of us. May we hear that. And may we take you up on the invitation. Take away all the things that will stand between us and you, and hearing what you have given for us to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Looking at the world, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems to me that people are searching. Searching for something meaningful. For something to connect the dots, because somehow, sometimes it seems to me this world is just kind of lost its way. And it's upside down and downside up. And what it's causing, we see wars. We see conflict. We see chaos, financial burdens, economic burdens that all just come sit on us and just stay there and just burden us. And sometimes, and I use the word a little loosely, religion will come and add its own little layer of burden on us with all kinds of do this, don't do this, rules, regulations, kind of stuff that maybe is not written there. But that's not what God intended for us, right? That's not the life that Jesus called us to. This is his invitation. Matthew chapter 11, and I'm reading from the Message, verse 28 to 30. And for this series that's starting today, this is going to be the foundation stone that's going to be there all the time. The series is on 1 John, but this is going to just be right there all the time. Jesus' invitation, asking each one of us, are you tired? Any hands that want to go up? Are you worn out? Any hands that want to go up? Burnout on religion? Any hands that want to go up? Come to me, says Jesus. Get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. And then learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. What a beautiful invitation. Did you hear that? Did you hear what Jesus says? He does not say, come to me, follow me, and I'm going to give you so many rules and regulations and so many burdens, and I'm just going to lay them on you, and it's just going to burden you more. He says, come to me, and I will teach you how to live freely and lightly. I will teach you about grace, the unforced rhythms of my grace. And sometimes I think, in our faith walk, we get it wrong. We put these burdens on ourselves. I need to do more of this. I need to get this. Am I doing this right? Come learn from me the unforced rhythms of grace. I'll teach you how to live freely and lightly. You know the old story that I've told you many times about the guy who had to go preach on the rules and the regulations of the kingdom of Christ. And he gets there and they say, oh, brother, this is a huge thing. And he says, yeah, I can put it in the words of a song, and I'm not going to do the song piece for you. And they got this old song going. He says, no. The rules and the regulations of the kingdom of Christ are in the words of this song. Jesus loves me. This I know. He loves me. Not he burdens me. He loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones like us, to him belong. They are weak because they carry so many burdens. But he invites us because he is strong. He'll take them all. Those are the rules and the regulations of the kingdom of Christ. That's his invitation. I love you. You want to follow me? You want to be my child? Come on, I'll take the burdens and I'll teach you how to live lightly and freely. So the series we're going in is going to be called for the next 4 or 5 weeks. It's called How to Unburden Your Life. Anyone want to do that? How to Unburden Your Life. Can it come from this wonderful little book in the Bible called 1 John? So if you want to know where 1 John is, 1 John, 2 John, Jude, Revelation. So going back from the back of the Bible, the fourth book from the back, only has 5 chapters. And we're going to walk through that in the next few weeks. Going to start in chapter 5 today with only one verse. And that is, sorry Ted, I'm messing you around really today. Well, look at that. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. When he talks about our relationship with God and what it means, he says this. Loving God means keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. And you're saying, Aubrey, you just talked about rules and regulations. Now it comes to commandments. Are that not rules and regulations? Loving God means keeping his commandments. But what are they not? They're not a burden. Because what they do is they teach us to live lightly and freely. To get this, you have to go back to the little bit of Greek again. The Greek word for commandment is the word entole. 2 words. En, which by now you know I've said it, often means in. And it puts the focus on the next part, telos, which means reaching the end or consummation. When you put the two together, entole, it says that which focuses on the end result of the command. Now read it again. What is the end result of the command? Rules and regulations, or is the end result loving God? You get it? Loving God does not mean putting all kinds of stuff. Loving God means, how do you want me to live? How are you going to teach me how to live? How do you make that lightly and freely? And that's where we are going to go as we walk through this wonderful, beautiful series. We're going to set ourselves some goals. That's what I'm doing today, setting it up for the next few weeks where we'll take them one by one. Setting ourselves some goals, 2 goals today for what we're going to do in this series. Number one, and now we're back to the PowerPoint, Ted. We're not going to talk about more information. We're going to talk about more transformation. Let me try and explain that. Sometimes in our spiritual lives, we think if I know more, if I learn more, I'll do better and I'll come closer to God. And all of a sudden, it becomes this burden thing. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how knowing God transforms my life. Here's the example. And it's the worst example in the world, but it's the only best worst example that I have. And like Paul said, when he wrote about himself, he said, now I am talking out of my mind. I am crazy. I shouldn't. So I am saying this now. What I'm going to say now is crazy. Forgive me. So if I were to look at my faith life and my faith walk with God, and I were to take my spiritual information that I have and place that on a scale from 1 to 10, I think I'll do quite okay. I grew up in a Bible-teaching church. I studied theology for 7 years of my life at university. I continued that education and did a PhD in Old Testament. I read Greek and Hebrew for fun. It's my joy. I was privileged to be part of a team that translated the Bible into a modern-day translation, did 16 of the Old Testament books. I've been a pastor and a teacher for 41 years of my life. I think on the information scale, I might get a 6, a 7, somewhere around there. But here's the question. If we have to go to the scale that talks about how knowing about God transformed my life, how would that look like? How deeply are my thoughts, my words, my actions transformed into how Jesus would think, Jesus would speak, Jesus would do? Because I know all of that. But how has that transformed my life and made me more like Jesus? Putting that on a scale of 1 to 10 is a little more daunting. Jesus prayed for his enemies. I gossip about mine. Jesus was so generous with everything. I worry about, am I going to have enough? Am I going to be able to do this? Is this going to work out? Jesus was so selfless in all that he did. And I can often be so selfish. So maybe I don't want to do that calculation. Maybe I don't want the answer. But as we talk in this series about unburdening my life, that's where we are going to focus. Not about what I know, but how what I know, or who I know, I should rather say, has transformed my life, that even when all of these things come on me, I can walk with him and he can say, hold on, let's walk lightly. Second goal. There's a slide for that. We're also not going to talk about more doing stuff, but more about having intimacy with God. Because sometimes these are the burdens that we place on ourselves. I need to read more Bible. I read to pray more. I need to go to church more. And we put all of the mores and the doings on ourselves. Where if we are transformed, that comes naturally. And I start longing for these intimate moments. So when I take the words and I go read, it's not because I thought, okay, it's that time. It's because I can't wait to get into this and to be with God. I spoke to a beautiful woman this morning, and she said, you know, 1 Samuel 17, I went home last week, and I just read it again. And before I knew it, I was right down throughout the whole book of 1 Samuel. I just couldn't stop. That's what happens. It's not the doing. It's those moments that create this intimacy. Not because I need to say words, because I'm going to pray. When last have you just sat down and had a conversation with God? Not thinking, what must I pray? Who do I? Just talking. Hey God, how are you? My day's just been really crappy. Sorry for that word. But that's how it felt. And I don't know what to do about that. And I don't want you to do anything. I'm just here to talk to you because I need someone that I know that knows me inside out. And when last have you had a conversation just like that? Not doing, spending time with him, being intimate with him, being quiet. I think sometimes we overwhelm God with what we say and do, and sometimes just say, hey God, I'm just going to hang here today. Do you have something to say to me? Just open my ears then, and I'm just going to sit and listen. Not doing intimate moments with Jesus. Remember Jesus when he walked this earth. How often would he just walk away from the disciples and go spend a little time with God? with his father. Just hang out with his father and come back, and then he could go again. Not because he had to, because of that intimate relationship. And sometimes that's where the burdens come. We place more of these on us instead of just being with God and allowing Him to work in us and through us and be there. Because it's not about all of the knowledge that I have. It's not about all of the things that I do. It's about who I become in the presence of the Lord as I walk more intimately with Him. Because isn't that what it's all about? Being transformed to be more and more like Jesus. Paul says, you have been clothed with Jesus Christ. When I'm clothed like Him, I start looking like Him. Because here's the thing. I can be as well resumed as you could get. It will not take the burdens of this world away. I can do as many good things as I want. It will not take the burdens of this world away. Fame can't take them away. Success can't take them away. Money can't take it away. Getting married and having a wife and children will never take it away. You didn't get that. Only Alexander got that one. All of these things are good. But the only thing that will take the burdens away is having that intimate relationship with the one who says, come, let me teach you how to live freely and lightly. It's not talking about Jesus. It's talking to Jesus. It's not knowing all about Jesus. It's knowing Jesus. It's not admiring Jesus. It's being a disciple and following Jesus. Being in that presence and allowing it to transform you. Let me end with a story. This is beautiful. I told Darren I have one of his namesakes, Tom Schmidt. The story about Mabel. Tom volunteered at a convalescent home. And he was given to a young woman of 89 years old called Mabel to take care of. Mabel was 89 and she'd been in this convalescent home for 25 years of her life when Tom met her. Tom said when he walked into the room, he was stunned because when he looked at Mabel, the white over the eyes immediately told him that she could not see, that she's blind. He saw the hearing aids and realized she couldn't really hear well. Mabel had no relatives. Mabel also had cancer that just made the one side of her face just droop completely. And Tom thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do here? But Tom got to know Mabel. Listen to this. Mabel and I became friends. I went to see her once or twice a week for the next 3 years. Some days I would read to her from her beloved Bible. And often when I would pause, remember we're talking about not knowledge, but transformation, not doing, but intimacy. I would read to her from her beloved Bible. And often when I would pause, she would continue reciting the passage from memory, word for word. She knew it, but another day, I would take a book of hymns and sing with her, and she would know all the words of the old songs. There she had it, the information. But now, for Mabel, these were not merely exercises in memory. She would often stop mid-hymn or mid-scripture and make a comment about the lyrics or the scripture that she considered particularly relevant to her own situation. It transformed into her life. It wasn't many weeks before I turned from a sense that I was being helpful to a sense of wonder. I would go to her with a pen and paper and write down the things she would say. One time I asked her, Mabel, what do you think about when you lie here? Here's the doing. And she said, I think about Jesus. Intimacy. And I sat there and I thought for a moment about the difficulty for me of thinking about Jesus for even 5 minutes. And I asked, what do you think about Jesus? She said, I think about how good he's been to me. He's been awfully good to me, you know, she said. She's blind. She's deaf. She has no one. She was bedridden for 25 years. He's been awfully good to me, you know, she said. I'm one of those people who's mostly satisfied because I'd rather have Jesus. He's all the world to me. And then Tom writes, he says, this is not fiction, as incredible as it might seem. A human being really lived like this. I know because I knew her and I watched her for 3 years. How could she do this? Seconds ticked and minutes crawled, and she did days and weeks and months and years of pain without human company, without an explanation of why it was all happening. And yet she lay there and she sang hymns. How could she do it? How could someone with so many burdens live such an unburdened life? And the answer? The answer is that Mabel had something that you and I don't have much. She had power. Lying in that bed, unable to move, unable to see, unable to hear, unable to talk to anyone, she had incredible power. The power that comes of being with Jesus. It is not about knowing if it does not translate into transformation. It is not about doing if it does not translate into intimacy. She had power, the power of being with Jesus. Can any of us even compare to Mabel? And this is not a fable, this is a true story. Darren and I asked me how my back was this morning, and I said, if you listen to Mabel's story, I have nothing to say. Because she could have said, I am overburdened. It's just too much, and I give up, God, because why didn't you change that? Mabel said, I love you. And you said, come walk with me, and I will teach you how to live freely, lightly. There's nothing in this world, not people, not struggles, not circumstances, that can ever take you away from being in the presence of Jesus, the one who says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Then come to me. Get away with me. And you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do. And I will learn you the unforced rhythms of grace. And I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you, but I will teach you how to live lightly. Are you burdened? There's your invitation. Question is, will you accept it? And allow him to lift the burden. Amen. Take a few moments of quiet prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you do not place these burdens on us. You came and you showed that when you reminded the old Pharisees who were trying so hard, putting all that stuff on themselves and on people. And when they asked you, what are these things? What of all this stuff? You said, love the Lord. But the end result of that is just to focus on you. And love each other. Carry each other's burdens. Thank you that we can learn from you. Thank you that we can have these moments of intimacy with you, where we can say, all I need is Jesus. For nothing in this world can take you away. And there's nothing in this world, Lord, that you and I together cannot face. Thank you. Teach me, Lord. Teach me more. To live lightly and freely, so that you might be seen in my words, in my actions, and even in my thoughts. In your holy name we pray.